here's a story from The World.
Water is life, but it's also a matter of national security. In Egypt this week, the president said, don't touch a drop of Egypt's water because all options are open. A not-so-veiled threat to Ethiopia over the Grand Ethiopian Renaissance Dam. The dam will divert the waters of the Nile River. Talks between Egypt, Ethiopia, and Sudan fell apart this week, and here's why.
Egypt has long regarded the Nile as essential to its existence.
Alex DeWall is an expert on the Horn of Africa at Tufts University. He spoke about the dam project with my colleague Marco Werman.
Everywhere around the world, water is precious. Take the Nile River. It either runs through or borders 11 nations. Each one depends on the river for its water supply. Three of those countries, Sudan, Ethiopia, and Egypt, are currently engaged in talks on how best to share the water. These discussions were prompted by Ethiopia's construction of a dam. Ethiopia says the dam is needed to lift its citizens out of poverty. Egypt is viewing it with suspicion. Alex DeWall joins me to talk about this. He's an expert on the Horn of Africa and the executive director of the World Peace Foundation at Tufts University. What can you tell us, Alex, about these negotiations so far and how they've been going?
It originates with the fact that Egypt has long regarded the Nile as essential to its existence, and that all the upstream countries should, as it were, have secondary rights to the Nile waters. A couple of years ago, the young, energetic, reformist Ethiopian Prime Minister, Abiy Ahmed, who'd recently won the Nobel Prize, overplayed his hand. He felt, okay, I am now a world-renowned peacemaker. I can do a deal anywhere. And he went and met directly with the Egyptian president, Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, and offered to talk directly.
How did President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi take it?
He must have thought Christmas had come early, that his strategic adversary in the Nile Basin was yielding a very strong hand and saying, okay, we'll play on your terms. Because al-Sisi then took it to the Trump administration, said, let's have the U.S. as the mediator. And in the very transactional world of Trumpian politics, Egypt had more to offer than Ethiopia. So suddenly, Ethiopia found itself isolated. And the terms of the deal that were then on offer were not very favorable to Ethiopia. So Ethiopia backtracked. And since then, Prime Minister Abiy has been trying to retrieve his position and trying to garner a better deal. Whereas, well, Egypt can, as it were, turn the screws on Ethiopia, which is now in a much weaker position, in order to get a deal that it likes.
So why is this dam so important to Ethiopia?
Well, the Ethiopian philosophy of the developmental state, which has now actually ironically been cast aside by Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed in favor of a market economy, the Ethiopian developmental strategy needed electricity. And the best way of generating electricity was hydropower. Ethiopia is a highland country, has a lot of rivers running through it, and can generate a lot of power.
So basically, Egypt does not want to see the Nile slow down. What do you think Egypt is willing to do if some agreement is not reached?
I think Egypt has strong cards in its hand, and in fact, the dam, if managed in a agreed manner, can be an asset to both countries. It can actually store water at a high altitude in the Ethiopian highlands where less will evaporate. It can regulate the water flow. It shouldn't be a threat, but it has to be managed by agreement. And one of the challenges to the Biden administration that is about to appoint a high-level special envoy for the Horn of Africa will be to take over the mediation on this dispute and try and find a satisfactory agreement that accommodates the interests of all the parties here. Technically speaking, that isn't difficult to do. The formula can be found. The problem is the politics, and the particular problem at the moment is that the Ethiopian government has embroiled itself in a series of unnecessary wars. We know about the civil war in Tigray and its devastating impacts. It's also got itself into a border conflict with Sudan. And it's, I think the fear in Washington, D.C. is that the Prime Minister of Ethiopia, Abiy Ahmed, has proved so unreliable, so reckless, that he might inadvertently blunder into another conflict with Egypt, and that would be calamitous.
Alex, as you know, conflicts around the globe have been fought over water. If an agreement isn't reached in this situation, is war a possibility? Is fighting a possibility?
Fighting is a possibility. It's a possibility less because there is a rational logic for fighting over the Nile. It is possible for the Nile waters issues to be solved in an amicable way that benefits everybody. But the risk is that a political miscalculation by one side or the other would lead to a conflict which would then escalate into something much more serious.
Alex DeWall is an expert on the Horn of Africa. He's also the executive director of the World Peace Foundation at Tufts University here in Massachusetts. Thank you, Alex.
You are very welcome.